just one halakha that underscores the importance of making zimun. The Ben Ish Chai says a very, very fascinating halakha. He says, let's say you had two people that were sitting down and eating, and they were having bread. They washed, they had bread. Of course, two people do not qualify for a zimun. And they even wrote the Mayim Acharonim, and they made the Mayim Acharonim, and they were about to make the Birkat HaMazon. All of a sudden, a third person walked in. So the Ben Ish Chai says, well, now you have a chance to regain a zimun that you never had before. How? He says, the two people that made the Mayim Acharonim should make Hamotzi again and eat a little more bread. Let the third guy join them in this new Sa'udah, and then they could all make Birkat HaMazon together with Zimun. Now the reason why that's fascinating is because he's telling him to make new Berachot, wash again, maybe even because they're Asei Hadat, the Hamotzi for sure they have to make again, eat a little bread, just to make a Zimun. What about all the extra Berachot that you're making? What about the fact that once you make Mayim Acharonim, Halakha says you're really supposed to make Birkat HaMazon immediately? All that is put to the side, according to the Ben Ish Chai, just in order to gain a Zimun. The Halakha, Hakam Avadia really argues on this in Halichot Olam. Hakam Avadia says that once you make Mayim Acharonim, even to gain a Zimun, you should just make Birkat HaMazon and you don't have a Zimun. That's neither here or there. My point today is just to show that look how far the halakha extends to treat the zimun in the greatest light. The Ben Ish Chai says, and we don't understand it too much, but he says that when one makes the zimun, it seems before Birkat HaMazon, there's certain mekatregim, there's certain powers of negative forces that are mekatreg on a person before he makes the Birkat HaMazon. And therefore, to clear the kalipot and the mekatregim, when one says havdam v'nebrich lemakala kadisha, these words, it seems it mind sweeps the area in order that the Birkat HaMazon goes up straight. So a person should not belittle this subject whenever a person has an opportunity, or to put himself in an opportunity to make the zimun. One should definitely treat it with the highest regard.